All right, we'll call our meeting back to order. Commissioner Strophas and Pennell here, and Danny's just coming around the corner, I believe. We got Nikki to talk to us about our agenda.
Correct.
And what else would you like to talk about?
Just do the agenda first.
I just saw a note that Danny's going to be gone Friday and Thursday, so I think we're good to go.
Guess I better get the right one.
We're bringing up the P&Z on Tuesday like we talked about. So, good to me.
Okay.
Okay. I also have the HPRP monthly report.
Okay.
It needs to be signed so I can send it in to the state.
Let Jim take a quick look there. Danny, we went ahead and...
I've already looked at it.
You were here. You're listening to us? Okay.
Yeah. It looks fine. I mean, we had a negative in one line item, but they still have a positive in the overall balance. Their negative is in security and utility deposits, is what they're spending more than they anticipated at the beginning of the year, but they still have $24,000 in the overall budget to cover the negative line item, so...
Yeah, and that's... Jim, that's what I think last month you were gone.
I
questioned that, and it was so...
It was fine, though.
As long as they've got the budget.
Yeah. They spent a lot out in that month.
Yeah.
I'm moved that we approve the November HPRP monthly report.
Second.
Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And you want me to sign this, do you? All right. Next on our agenda. Oh, it's still Nikki. You got anything else?
No.
I have one thing for Nikki.
Okay.
The public hearing budget, when we officially opened the budget process, if it's a public hearing, we probably did public notice. And what time was that? Is that a specific time?
That's a good question.
Would you look?
Sure. Calendar?
I saw
on the budget one.
11.
Public hearing.
11:15. Yeah, but I don't know but it's just, I didn't know if he sent notice out or whatever, but 11:15 is what it shows on our calendar.
Okay. For?
The public hearing.
For the budget.
For the budget.
Okay.
It's the statutorily opening in the process.
That is the opening of the process.
Right. I guess statutorily we're supposed to have a hearing to open the budget hearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rick comes forward, makes a statement. We sit here and listen to it, and then it's turned over to the county commission to make the adjustment.
Then we'll have budget meetings from there, but we're supposed to have a process to a public hearing to open the hearing.
Okay.
11:15 looks like, so we probably want to stay at 11:15 on that.
Okay.
There's also another executive in addition to Bob's time, but it was under real estate, so...
We'll just cover it too?
We're going to discuss it under...
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Mayor Potter said he's got something at 10:30.
That is the real estate closed executive.
Ah. Okay.
We could.
So we're not posted on that specific time. We could go ahead and do that now. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No need of waiting on that. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
The 10 o'clock meeting on the P&Z tomorrow is, there was just a request about what we discussed last week, and I guess there's just going to be a simple answer for that, and I can talk to Eddie about it. He was going to come back to us with.
Nikki, help us out. Why is that on the agenda for 10 o'clock? That's the question.
You guys set it up from your last meeting with him last week?
We were going to try to do it Friday. And Monday was too hectic and busy for him. And then so we set it up for actually a later date, and he said he could do it on Tuesday, and that's the reason it's on there.
If you remember, we gave him some action items. We gave him a scenario of could we delegate his duties to someone else in the office while he was dedicated to working on the code book.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also going to get some rates, I believe, from engineering to see that supplemental help to get him through the code book faster. And he was supposed to see how the office would function, what the cost would be, and report back to us on Tuesday. And then if that information, we'd also make a decision if we're going to terminate the existing contract or use the existing contract we have for land planning.
Right.
Those are all things we're going to be...
Those were things that we were going to cover. There was strictly things that I can visit with Eddie about and then maybe call in on.
Okay. So you need to call in on that.
Yes, there's...
Okay. You can call in. It's not executive, so you can call in and participate.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was your main deal, is being sure you were ready to go that route.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that we took care of it that way.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. I guess we got that lined out. And so...
A motion for...
Wait. Hang on before you make that motion, if you don't mind. Dennis, what are you here for? Same deal. All right, good. Good. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
A motion for approval of the agenda for this week.
Okay, second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And then motion go into executive session pursuant real estate, which would be 610-021.2, I believe.
You may. Come on up to the mic, though, please, Mayor. And welcome, Mayor Potter.
Were you not wanting that in executive, sir? Is that your...
Well, I talked with Mr. Paulson and with Mr. McCullough, and they felt since the only entities involved are the three entities, we probably don't need to go into executive session.
Okay.
I guess I misunderstood
what
the Sunshine Law said, so was... We were going to be talking about a potential lease or something like that, and it was felt that since there are no outside parties involved, we didn't need to go to executive session.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Potter, let me say it like this. If the county is involved in a real estate lease or transaction or buying a property, sometimes the discussion – might not be something that you would want to put, the negotiations might not want to be public because they're not finalized.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I was just telling you, you know, Bob and I talked and...
Okay.
From my standpoint, it doesn't need to be, however...
I spoke with Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter asked me, does it have to be an executive session? I said there's very few, if any, matters that have to be an executive session, but it can be. And I explained what you just explained to him. And he said from the city's point of view, if it doesn't have to be, he has no problem with it being an open session. And he spoke with his city attorney as well, who told him pretty much the same thing. And he doesn't see any reason for it to go into executive session. I don't know that there's any reason for it to go into executive session. It has to do with a lease of a certain piece of property that the city owns that they want to talk to the county about doing something with. And if at any time you feel like you need to go into executive, then you might go ahead, but there's no reason this can't be an open, I don't think, but you certainly...
That's fine. I just want to make sure that everything was clear and we didn't get in the middle of it and all of a sudden have decided I had to do something in executive.
Well, I will defer to you gentlemen.
I withdrew my motion, so we can just have this, but we don't have anything posted to talk. I mean, so it's going to be administrative.
Well, it's real estate. I mean, we still got real estate. We're just downgrading our
But there's
that's exactly the reason that I brought it.
But
up.
We have nothing to talk about.
We don't have
real estate.
It posted. That we don't have.
Is it not on the agenda? You just tell me, Bob, what you want to do.
Is it not? Is it not? Real estate, lease.
Posted differently. That's why I say post a topic and then there.
Yeah, so there's nothing posted. We can hear under administrative because we're under the administrative part, but there's no.
There's an executive session, litigation, real estate, and personnel that's a topic. That shouldn't be the topic. Okay, but you can talk about real estate. That is a topic.
Okay.
But I wouldn't.
Our attorney says it's fine. I'm sorry for even thinking I wasn't. So.
No, that's fine.
All right. Let her rip.
Okay, let me grab some paperwork here.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Dennis House with the Taney County Fair Board to join me.
Okay. Welcome, Dennis. Brag on you while I'm wrong getting papers, both of you. Thanks for all you do to our community.
You bet.
Danny's made comments about people working weekends and nights and all the different things, and both of you guys.
We're glad we can help.
Fit into that case. You make a good difference in our community, big difference in our community.
Thank you, sir.
If I could just say, though, I do agree with Mr. Strafis that it needs a more detailed agenda item in the future, and really it wouldn't be a good idea to, you know, do anything but hear the proposal today.
Okay.
Versus vote. Don't vote on it, you're saying.
Right. I don't know that we're looking for a vote.
Perfect.
Okay. Wonderful.
We're looking for direction and guidance, I guess. Is purpose we're here is... the city and the fair board have been talking about the possibility of using our property up in Aremus, Shoals Bend Park, as a new site for the Taney County Fair, and perhaps to expand the use of that park even further. Okay, we've missed some opportunities. We, the city, have missed some opportunities where if we had a larger facility, we could have had some really awesome concerts this year. And because Shadow Rock Park only can hold a couple thousand people. They needed 4,000 to 6,000 people. And the names were impressive that they wanted to bring in. And part of what Dennis and I have been talking about with our organization is a way to make that happen. And I think there may be opportunities for the three of us to pool our resources to where we can really provide something for the public and help our merchants out with a lot more traffic. So what I thought we'd do first is let Dennis describe his situation, and then I'll speak for the city.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's some things on here that I think we'd need to change in the proposal. For one thing, the money that the fair takes in, yes, we do have a little money in there now, but it's because we had three or four good years. Well, next year we may have a good year. The next year it may cost us $10,000 to put that fair up. So as far as the profit sharing part of it, I think the money that it puts in, other than keeping the grounds up, should be put back into the fair to make the fair bigger every year. That was one of my things about this. But I think the property itself, I hadn't really went up there and looked at the back boundaries on it, but I think the property would work for a fairground and for a park or whatever we wanted to put up there. I think it's big enough, and we can build a parking lot there and share the parking lot with the Ball Diamonds. So, you know, we can build one parking lot there to take care of two purposes and the concessions and things like that. But I know we talked about this once before, and Jens, the commissioner, didn't much think it was a good idea to go with this at that time, but we was looking at some more land then, and I don't know how that's went. I need to talk to a party or two on that to see if we've made any progress on the other land too before we really make a decision on this. I think all three of you know what land I'm probably talking about. Mm-hmm. We talked about it before. Mm-hmm. But if this would work out and we could work it out in the city, if we can't get the other land, I think this would be a great deal. With, you know, with some changes, a few little changes don't amount to anything. Of course, one thing up there, you got good access, and that's pretty important if you're going to have as much traffic as we plan on having in and out of there. But, you know, like I said, it was up to the commission what Jim's thought about it.
Dennis, what number were you speaking to that originally there of the proposal?
To change?
Yeah.
I would agree with one and two. Three, before we could cancel a lease, I think all involved agencies should be in agreement before the lease could be canceled on it. You know, I don't think the way to leave it open to where the city, if they took a notion to come in there and take it back over, they could just come in there and take it back over by paying for what infrastructure that we had done on it. Four, I think, is okay. I think each agency should be run by its own board, but we should have a board to control the whole park, because I don't think one board can run the park, the fair, and, you know, maybe whatever else you might want to put up there. But I do think that there would have to be a board that controlled. If you had three agencies there, I think you'd need a board there that could, to control those three agencies, so they couldn't just go in there and do whatever they wanted to.
That was my intent on that.
With the property?
Yeah, that was my intent. And I'll talk to that one.
Mm-hmm. And,
Six, I think, is the one you were talking about.
Yeah. Six, the percentage thing, I think we need to talk about that, because I do realize that we would have to have someone there to actually run the park all the time. And however many agencies you had involved should have to pay their part. I definitely agree with that. Whether it be 10% or whatever, we'd have to work that out.
Okay.
But I think the rest of it is pretty much okay, as far as I'm concerned.
How long a lease were you? What are you guys thinking? Length of lease?
We're open.
Okay.
We're open.
I think if we're going to consider, we're doing a 99-year lease.
Okay.
I think there is some rules and regulations on that, and I don't know where I come up with this idea, but I think. I believe it's obligation of the county, like for 45 years or something. I can't remember exactly what there is, but I would have to ask Bob, and I think it came up in another lease agreement type situation that I think 45 or less than 50, I think, is the way it reads. We'd read into the legal part of that. I'm like you. If you're going to spend the money, you got the structures there and everything, then I think that it should be open for, you know, renewal subject to or something like that.
Right.
But I don't. I think there is some limitations that are put upon us by law to limit the everything that you used to hear when we grew up. Was 99-year leases on properties, and I think that's between private individuals or different things. I think the county is limited, and I may be speaking out, it may have been just for a particular lease for grant purposes or bond purposes or something like that.
Is a restriction.
There
is a restriction. We ran into that with Shadow Rock Park with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Is it 25 you get with them?
25. I think we could have gone to 40, but I think 40 is the limit.
Okay. Well, okay. I just wanted to, before we, you know, would write up something or propose something that people knew what we were doing. So.
Okay. The purpose here, what my purpose is to talk about the concept. Okay, and if everybody's okay with the concept, then let the lawyers sit down and figure out how we make this happen.
Sure, I'm good with the concept. I would, if you want to look at some templates, we do a similar lease like this over at C of O for the airport. Any building we put up, it's ours. So at the end of the lease, when their lease terminates, we can take we built a hangar out there that was our money. We can take the hangar with us if we choose to.
Right.
So, but I'm perfectly good. Okay. I mean, the only thing that's challenging is that there's grant money out there that we can't apply for because we don't own the land.
Yeah. Right, and that's what I want to.
That's the only thing that happens.
We're in the same position.
Right.
Okay.
But maybe we can help you get the grant because you own the land.
Well, what I'm thinking is what this area needs is a regional park.
Right.
Okay, so if there is a way to structure it, so with the three entities, we form a regional park. Okay, and I don't know how, this is just concept, I don't know what the legalities of that are, if you think about it, Shadow Rock Park is a regional park because more people outside the city use it than inside. And talking to some of the aldermen, we think it might be a good idea to create a regional park board. We would dissolve our park board and let it fold in, have membership on the regional park board, and that way we can do something for the entire county. So more than just the fair, if we want to make this and expand it to like the Recplex or something right. like that for the eastern part of the county, let this regional board handle that. The regional board could also handle, you know, the issue with managing the park. Dennis and his folks need to focus on the fair every year. And I think if we have a larger facility, he can bring more recreation options in, and we could use it more often during the year. And the more traffic we, the more traffic we bring in, the more opportunities our merchants have, right? So that's what we're looking at, is we're willing to put the land up as our skin in the game, okay, knowing that we're not going to get a lot of money out of it, except that our merchants will do well and we'll see our sales tax goes up. So that's what our goal is. So I don't know if that's appealing to you to somehow look at it that way.
I think, Mr. Potter, we all have a common ground that we're trying to reach. I think being a first-class county, that it's an embarrassment that we don't have a park and fairgrounds that that the citizens of Taney County can use for recreation and for events, as you're talking about, and for the opportunity to bring bigger named events and for the purpose of tax dollars that would be generated to expand a park system. So we're all thinking along the same lines. It's just a matter of all agreeing on location, all agreeing on what we feel like is best for the community. And it's way overdue. It's 20 years overdue. So I would love to see us work and try to get something worked out. Now, whether we can come up with all with the same agreement, it's one of those give and take type deals. I don't know that everything will work out just exactly the way we all want it to. I do know that it's been brought up and that this commission has talked about, and we did put a fair board member on the park board, would also have, I think, one of your city park board members that's on our fair board. Would like to increase that numbers maybe to 2 and 2. We do have to consider, so far it's been kind of limited to the eastern part of the county. With had one western representative in Mr. Linkus, who done a good job for us. Mr. Strophus had made the comment that he'd like to have that person replaced on the western side, and I believe that is the just the right thing to do. As we work towards just all this, I think it is a great benefit to Taney County. And I appreciate the hard work that you guys do, and you're looking at it in the same way that we're looking at it. We need it. It's just a matter of getting it started and getting it accomplished. On the grounds that we had talked about before, the Fair Board had at one time, now this is in the past, and I don't see it here, but they had talked about construction of the buildings around and the opportunity to use those facilities for a fair type atmosphere. I think that's a great idea, but they have to have some protection too. And to operate under Taney County Fair Board, Taney County has a fair board. I think that the fair board itself, I'm in total agreement with Mr. House, they have to have, because there's only going to be a few individuals that do a certain job. And each one of our little parks that we have four or five members that are in charge of that particular facility to put on their activities. So, I mean, I think we're all thinking along the same line. It's just we need to get something done.
Right. And I think we can come to agreement. I don't think that's a problem. And when you think front, just between the county and the city, when you think about it with our park boards and that, we're duplicating effort. Right? We have the same goals. We're duplicating effort. And all three of us have a certain amount of money that we can afford to spend. And if we pull it together, we can do something awesome. If we go it alone, it's going to be less than awesome. So that's where I'm coming from.
I'm for it. I mean, I think it's worth the effort to try and get a lease worked up. But I think I'd be, I mean, the thought of Shadow Rock flooding, and we don't know. You just don't know. And it's hard to plan. It's hard to expand. I mean, it's you're basically waiting for the weather to decide if you're going to have a fair there or not. That's just not right.
Right.
Yeah, and the bad part about that is we'll start planning our fire now at our next meeting. We start on the fire.
So, I mean, I think that this seems like a logical next step to do is try to find it where we know it won't flood out and then expand it. Because the Branson obviously has the Rexplex, which is a good regional for that half. And, of course, they get a lot of north and south travelers. But on the east side, there's nothing like that. And mm-hmm. we need something like that over here. Absolutely. So. Yeah.
Do we want to attorneys look at how do we form a regional organization and lease to the regional organization?
Well, I mean, we also have our attorney who I don't know what kind of cost you guys are looking at, but...
well, that's what I was talking about, having Bob and Bill try and figure out how to structure this as a regional thing. And
I actually think it's worth the effort to try.
See if we can accomplish it that way, and then create a regional board, and we each have membership. And if you want, if we want to have outside membership, that's fine. But just so we can look at the eastern part of the county as a whole, rather than Forsyth looking at Forsyth and
the fairgrounds and the fairgrounds and the park board.
I agree. Just make it easier and combine our efforts.
Yep.
Well, my concern with this proposal is not our boards now. My concern is 20 years down the road when we're all gone and somebody, we got different board members.
Right. Well, that's why I want to, in the lease, if we do a lease or however we structure it, I want to make it painful for the future mayors to back out.
Right.
Okay, so that's why I put in there, if the city of Forsyth has to come up with the money to provide replacement value should they want to terminate the lease, I think it'll take the city more than 20 years to grow to the point where they can afford that. So.
I'm just going to ask, and I think I know the answer, is what would prevent the fairground or the park board buying the property and leasing it back to Forsyth so we could take advantage of up to $500,000 grant from the USDA build the facilities?
There's a great deal of resistance on selling the land.
Okay.
Okay, within the city. I've talked to a number of people.
Okay.
The long-term residents say the city has invested a tremendous amount of money in selling it, especially at a lower price, is not appealing.
Okay.
Okay, but if we form a regional commission or however we do that, it's my understanding it's easier to get a grant if you have more than one entity applying for a grant.
I'm just thinking of one specific grant from the USDA that it's $500,000 for facilities, not for land, but for actually facilities.
Facilities on the property.
On the property.
Oh, right. And I mean, as property owner, we could file for it, but if, like I said, if we have a regional thing where you're supporting it and the fair board's supporting it.
But it's a county, it's specific. It's specific county fairgrounds. Okay. That's what the USDA money's for.
I see.
It's specific for counties to have a county facility for fairs.
Okay.
I wanted to know if it was an option to flip it, but
yeah,
I'm not trying to poke. I'm not trying to.
No, understand.
I'm just asking.
I'm always open for free money.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think you've mentioned that before. Uh-huh. How, if we had a county park, set that aside just a second. If we had a county park that would justify that.
Uh-huh.
What's the chances of us getting it?
Very high. Because they have not, from the USDA people I've been talking to, they haven't turned down any. request because it's so specific to counties that don't have county facilities, fair facilities for the county fair. It's very specific is what it's in there. And there's a lot of money in there, but they limited the number, but there's not a lot of people applying. But there is a cap, and it's specific for outbuildings, for bleachers. I mean, it's for the things that a county fair has. So, but if we have to own the land is the only rule.
Well, could we, you and I, go over to West Plains and talk to them and
sure.
and see if we can get a waiver and say we're trying to do a regional thing?
It's bigger than West Plains, but yeah.
Well, that's where the USDA office, the gentleman I deal with,
right.
lives.
It's right.
over there. So.
Okay. On the, it says, after spending considerable funds to originally acquire the land and an additional $170,000 last year, many citizens are reluctant to give up the land unless the total investment is recouped. So what we've just been talking about, does that address that issue?
That's was the issue. That
gotcha.
Was the issue.
Okay.
Is there some people that are more than willing to get rid of it? There probably isn't enough votes in the board to make it happen. And some longtime influential citizens are opposed to it. So,
sure.
Does it? I guess I hate to ask this question, but I've been out there several times, walked over the grounds and everything. Their objection is the selling of any part of it or none of it, or because the way that I see the property, that the recoup cost of maybe at a discount might raise the other cost of the property, but there's part of the property that you would have to use for walking trails and things like that that wouldn't be available for parking or just about anything else. You know, there's some ravine areas that you could put some picnic tables in, I guess, or whatever, but you, if those areas to the that lay to the east and southeast, I guess, there, if the city could recoup some costs from that and help with, like you said, I'm probably not speaking very popular to those citizens that are, again, selling the property, but also something on a piece of ground that's making dollars for the citizens of Taney County through the revenue source, that's something different. I mean, that's something we've got to think about. And
we could talk about that. The other part of that is we currently hold a USDA grant that we haven't executed that will put lights at the ball field and playground equipment in the park. And if we accept that USDA property, that has to be a park forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make it.
But you have total acreage on it?
I think most of the acreage is covered by that grant.
Okay.
A good part of it.
That's what I was wondering, Mr. Potter. I was just trying
right.
to sort out if you didn't have those acreage. And what do you have out there, total? 79?
There's 78 acres out there. Now, out of the USDA grant, we cut out 33 acres that we thought would make a good industrial park for some time in the future,
mm-hmm.
and we could possibly talk about that piece if we don't, if we want to execute the USDA grant as a group, and we say we're going to go off and buy our own playground equipment and put up our own lights, that would be okay. I mean, it's something we could talk about.
Yeah, Mr. House, what was your part of, was it actual structures? Because that's where we can cover. I mean, if we get the big, if we got $500,000, the money that you would put in would need to be an investment in the property.
Right.
Because the ownership by the county, I mean, it'd have to be basically a contract agreement, a donation type agreement to the county for such and such requirements. That's the only way we can make that work, isn't it, Jim? I mean, it's specific. I've talked to Mr. Houseman about this.
Well,
and I've talked
and
to
I've, it's It's specific. We just have to look at the specifics. I mean, I have not looked specifically to see if we have a 99-year lease. Does that count permanent enough? Because obviously, improvements on the property is not going to last 99 years. So if there's some other stipulations, there may be. I don't know. So I think what we have to do is just look at the whole grant again, and maybe that will determine if there's a lease needs to be in place. Maybe that determines how long the lease, so that we can get that free money. There's some unknowns. I mean, at this point, I think we got to go back and look at the grant, and you guys need to work on the lease and meet again.
Right. I didn't want to spend an inordinate amount of time, sure, unless we were in agreement in principle that this was a good thing to proceed with.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is. I'm not sold on the location. I hate to be the stick in the mud. I tell you what I do. I went to and you had some fair board members there, and we had some park board members there, and I went to a flag football game in the city of Branson at Alexander Park down there, which if you basically took and cleared that ground off, you'd think you had way more than what you needed. And they were triple decked. They had people out trying to park and move people before they could get out, and parking is a big issue. You have to have at least a fourth or a third of your property that you're going to obtain to be parking, and it has to be easy accessible to seeing grandparents in wheelchairs, walkers, and canes trying to get to across the ball fields to watch their grandchildren play, or great-grandchildren. And so that is my main concern, is location. I know we've talked about in the park board meetings three different locations that were close, but we never did do anything with those locations. And I think I don't want that to be a hold up on the whole entire thing, because, like I said, that's my feelings, but everybody else may have had different feelings, and I'm willing to look at how they want to compromise.
Well, 78 acres sound like a lot of ground, but when you go up there and clear it up, well, there's already two ball fields comes out of that 78 acres.
Uh-huh.
And we want to build two arenas, which one of them will be a big arena for the big events like your big trip pulls and tractor pulls,
right,
and that type of stuff. And then one that'll just be about like the one we've got down here for just rodeos and
horse shows
and them events. So, you know, if you take two arenas out of that and two ball fields out of 78 acres, it makes it look a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to push us way back, you know. And we can put the park, and it don't have to be level. The parking lot's better off if you're not level, because you've got drainage. But if it gets too steep down in there, mm-hmm, and I've not really went down in there and looked at that in there, where Danny's talking about, mm-hmm, where it is so steep.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to do a little looking out there to make sure that we can make this work, you know, if everybody's in agreement.
You know, everybody's got a good heart in this situation. That's one thing that we all got going for us, is everybody has the heart and the appeal to try to do something for the citizens of the county. And I applaud you guys for staying after it. We are so busy with everything that we've got going on that sometimes that kind of gets in the background, and then you guys bring it forward and keep it going. I applaud you for it.
And we understand that, too.
Right. Yeah.
I was reminded of something there. I have a citizen that would like me to say that if the NASCAR track doesn't happen, that he would like you to consider making that arena, the large one, big enough for the small town stock car track.
If we build a big arena, that's what we got in mind. We want it big enough to have any kind of events that we're going to have.
Awesome.
And the city's thought on the steeper part is you could build a natural amphitheater,
mm-hmm,
to where you're not putting up bleachers or anything, just cut it into the side and have, mm-hmm, the stage down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the people sitting in the audience once those trees are cleared would be looking at Bull Shells Lake. So it'd be awesome place to attend an event and probably attract some good names to come in. I'm talking to a promoter. I'm told there's a lot of the older groups, rock and roll and country western groups, that want to come out and play to smaller audiences, like 4,000 to 6,000. So if we had that, I think we could get a number of events and schedule them into that arena. So that's where we're thinking. Yeah. Understand your concerns.
And I've thought about the same thing, and Jack and I have talked about it, you know, about the using the natural terrain for bleacher setup, you know, and parking and things like that. It's been a lot of discussion and a lot of thought put into it. We just haven't. We just got to layer down.
Right, and one of our thoughts was, you know, we do have additional parking that we currently use for the current fair, and we could rent buses and for events and run them back and forth, and they can park down there. That would alleviate some of the congestion on 76. Because you're putting it down there at Shadow Rock Park. And a lot, if you go to the big cities, that's what they do, is the parking is off someplace. And the other part of it is some of the local residents can charge $10 a car or whatever to park, and they can make a few extra bucks on the side. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of opportunities. All we need to do is make it happen.
They do that in Springfield. I mean, you look at their fairgrounds, and their whole community's built around that, and you go up there to a big major event, and they've got every yard's got $5 for parking or something like that stuck in it. So
right. Well, there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the world, right?
Yeah.
Now, you do know, too, that if we was to come to an agreement on this, there's still land available out there by the road that's for sale that we could still purchase in front of, between Shoals Bend Park and the highway. All of that in there is for sale, all of it. Where we had the fire up there 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How much ground is there, Ben?
20 acres, I believe, or something like that, and all of it.
Yeah.
It belongs to two different people.
What's a nice piece of ground, isn't it?
It is.
Ooh.
And it's black.
Sweet. I'll never understand why they built storage buildings up there when they built it on that nice piece.
Yeah, heard that before. One comment that Danny brought up about the folks in the community that are not real hip on selling the property. Outside of this meeting, you might share those names. Danny could visit one-on-one or Jim
sure.
or I, either one, just so that we understand better where they're coming from, if okay. that might be something we could throw out. Again, like Danny said, everybody's pulling the same direction. That's a great thing.
Right. And we'd love to see a sign up there, Shoals Bend Regional Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be awesome. So, like I said, it's pooling our resources to get something better than we can do individually.
Yeah.
There
awesome.
What else? One thing that, and I'm sure you're as thorough as you are with everything, that trailer park and everything across the road there, the possibility of being able to build a facility with some Homeland Security or FEMA grant money, which they say has run out. You hear all that kind of stuff, but then you hear about somebody getting some here and some there. You have to have so much population that are within a certain distance before you can apply for those kind of things. And that would that was brought to my attention during one of my visits with some people that were interested. So,
okay. Well, I'm the vice chairman of the Region D. Thanks to Mr. Strapis of the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee,
there you
so
go,
I can
buddy.
Check into that.
Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yeah, next time I'll be faster.
I got to put on the board too now. Just let's make sure you understand. I'm representing the commissioners of the 12th county. Is it 12 or 19? How many counties is it?
12 or 16? No, it's 17.
Like
17 counties.
I'm also representing all the commissioners for 17 counties.
Good.
On the Regional Homeland Security Oversight Committee.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you guys for being here today.
So have your permission to talk to Bill and Bob and see
yes.
what ideas they have?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll be seeing Bob here in a few minutes. And
okay.
If he hadn't heard some of this, we'll pass it on immediately.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you guys. Okay. Public hearing 11:15, so I'd say we have time to get Mr. Paulson in here. How about a couple-minute recess
and
see
great.
If we can get Bob in here.